Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
I said skincare freak. 7 days a week. Natch ass podcast. Make that pimple game weak. Yeah, you listen to the Natch Ass Podcast. Bring a serum and a gloss for this Natch Ass Podcast. Give me every cream you got with this Natch Ass Podcast.
Twerk like that. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. Well, this video has to be released. I mean,
the world needs to see that. The world needs, America and the world is in trouble and it needs a lift like that.
It needs a lift like that. Everybody, welcome to Natch Beaut. Wow. You know, I hope y'all appreciated that intro because as I was just telling my guest, I'll admit it, I've been slacking on the intros. It's been a hard, you know, place to find inspiration for me lately and WAP has really reinvigorated me personally. I just feel like it's an anthem for my people. And I'm excited about the song. I had to do it. I had to do Natch Ass Podcast, right?
Obviously.
Obviously
you had to do it.
Welcome, everybody. No,
that song woke us all up. It's so exciting.
It's what we needed right now.
And I feel like straight guys that I know are a little scared of it
yes,
in a good way.
And that makes it even better.
They have like a little bit of fear in their eyes, which I love.
That makes it even better. Because I'm all about instilling fear within men.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, honey. Yes, honey.
Welcome, everybody, to Natch Beaut. I hope you're feeling gorgeous today because you are gorgeous. I am your host, Jackie J, the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, your host with the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, although currently I'm growing out my bangs on the East Coast. Yes, honey, I'm your kooky Southern aunt and the pop punk princess. Welcome to Natch Beaut. Honey, oh my gosh, my guest today. I am so excited. She is breathing new life into the show already. She's got a gorgeous room. I believe I see elephant print. I heard about this on Las Culturistas and now I'm seeing it in the flesh and now I'm excited. My guest today, decorated stand-up comedian and actress. You've seen her in pretty much everything, but most iconically, we have Mad TV, Shameless, Insatiable. She hosts the very popular Will You Accept This Rose podcast, and if you don't know what it is about, the title will probably tell you. It's about gardening.
It's
a gardening podcast.
Yes. Very green thumb.
Can't wait.
Gardening hairless men looking for love in my garden.
That's all I ever want to garden. She is now adding author to her list of accomplishments, her hilarious and heartfelt memoir. Little Miss Little Compton is out on September 29th, but guess what? You can and should pre-order it now. Yes,
it's
honey.
It's all about the pre-orders, honey.
It's all about the pre-orders, baby. I believe, who said that? Biggie Smalls? It's all about the
Biggie
pre-orders,
Smalls.
Baby.
He said it's all about the pre-orders,
baby. That's what
baby.
He said, and he meant it. So we could all use a laugh right now. I highly recommend checking out the book, but also I cried reading it yesterday.
That makes me feel good.
We'll talk about
terrible?
It. No, it was so beautiful and moving. I'm excited. I have so much to talk to you about. Miss Debbie Ryan wrote the foreword of this book, and in it, she calls my guest a gorgeous tornado of a soul. I found that very poetic and chic. Please welcome to Natch Beaut, my new friend and your new friend, Arden Marine. Hello.
Oh my God. Hi, Jackie. I'm so excited to be on your podcast. I am such a fan.
Thank you for having me. I have had you on my list to like bug Lauren Lapkus about connecting us for way too long. So when I heard you had a book out, I was like, we got to get Arden on here.
I am so happy to be here. I love your podcast. I love products. I just love your whole story. I love your voice. I love your accent. This, all of it. And I love Lauren Lapkus. All of it.
Your friend is my friend. I'm telling you. I remember when I saw her like apple picking with you a few summers ago on Instagram. I was like, now this is a scene I am about. I could totally see myself, you know, apple picking with Brian Safi on the
East
Coast.
That was in Little Compton. I dragged Brian and Lauren and Debbie Ryan to this tiny town in Rhode Island, to Little Compton.
Well, next time I'll drive up and meet y'all.
You can come. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're kind of living that dream right now.
I kind of am. We don't have apples here, but like, we got a beach.
You know what? That's all you need, honey. That's all you need.
Arden, I have to ask you the opening questions I ask all guests on Ash Butte. The first one is, what type of skin do you have?
Oh, you know what? I feel that I have combination skin, and I'm going to be real with you. A few years ago, I started getting cystic acne all around my neck and chin, because I would fly a lot and like sleep on my hand. And I there was a product that was a game changer.
Ooh.
It was the, and now it's not cheap, but it lasts for like 8 months, and it clear, if you have disgusting, like cystic acne is hard to get rid of.
Yes, and it's so painful.
And it's painful, and it's like you can't, it's hard because it's like your instincts, you kind of want to cover it up, but then that makes it worse. Mm-hmm. Like there's just no way to get rid of it. And there was this product, Ray Cherish BioLeak, and it's 1970. It's like a P50 serum, and you can only get it at Shop Rescue Spa, where you have to put in your email address to do it. Somebody told me about it. I tried everything to get, and it's the only thing I have not. I have like clear skin since I've used this like toner. It's like a toner.
Well, color me intrigued.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well, I'll put that on the episode guide at nashview.com. I'll find
I'll
it.
I'll send you a link. I should have put, I made a tray of products to bring to talk to you about. I should have put that on my tray. I don't know why I didn't put it on my tray.
We love an acrylic tray.
I got a nice acrylic tray at CB2. I loaded it up this morning because I wanted to be a good guest, but I should have put the toner on
there. I mean, you've already exceeded normal guest expectations. I mean, I already have a list of all your products because you sent me a photo. And yeah, I transcribed all the names, but we'll get to that.
Love this for you.
Your next intro question, I always throw a wild card one. The one I chose for you is, what is your favorite animal?
Oh my God. It's okay. Gosh. I can't believe I'm saying this because this is an animal that I actively disliked until about 8 years ago.
We're all allowed to evolve as women.
I love me a kitty cat. And I was afraid. We had a really shitty cat growing up. We had great dogs. I was full dog gal. And my friends, I was living in New York, and I sold a pilot that I was like, I'd written the show, and I was staying with my friend in LA for like 6 months, and her cat picked me as his cat wife.
Oh.
And once an animal chooses you, you're like a Hannibal Lecter. If you're you have to just give in.
Yes.
He would sleep like on my face, and it was really love. And once that happened, I'm full on cat lady now. I love a kitty cat. What's your favorite animal?
I mean, I'm a dog gal, but I love cats too. So.
But I actively disliked them. They scared me. They had claws. They hissed at me. I would get bit. Like,
they're a misunderstood animal for sure.
They're, and I find them funny and snuggly, and I like their low maintenance quality.
You know what I really want? A hairless cat.
Oh.
I don't know what stage of my life I'm in, but I feel like you reach like a certain point in your 30s where you're like, I want a hairless cat.
Okay, I have a hairless cat story. Do you know the comedian Guy Branum?
Uh-huh, of course.
Okay, so I did this movie with Marilyn Manson, and it turned out he was like a comedy fan, and he and I really hit it off.
He's a really good actor.
He's a really good actor. Yeah. He was just like obsessed. He loves comedy. So he and I just strangely got, it was like, you know, those like odd animal friendships, you know, mm-hmm. like it was like a bunny and a cheetah, like
yes.
befriending each other. So I felt like me and Marilyn Manson. So he invited me to his birthday party, and I was afraid. And so I was like, I don't know. So I was like, oh my God. It was at his house.
Okay.
And so I invited Guy Branum. I was like, do you want to go with me to Marilyn Manson's birthday party? He was like, of course. So he wore, I believe, like a pink Izod shirt to Marilyn Manson's, which was incredible.
Yes, great
we
choice.
Didn't know, we got there kind of on time, which I think it was like 10:30 p.m. Of course, everybody did not show up till like 1 in the morning.
But you get more quality time with Marilyn that way.
Well, what was fascinating was he had like almost like a Ralph's sheet cake, but it was like black. You know what I mean? It was like amazing. And anyway, so then there was like a sign that said, don't go upstairs. And so, and he lived in Bela Lugosi's old house, like in Burbank up in the hills.
I assumed it was a creepy house. I assumed there was some kind of like story behind it.
Yeah. It was this beautiful 20s house, but you know, it was like the guy who was Bela Lugosi. Yeah. So there was like a sign that was like, do not go upstairs. So of course, Guy Branum and I were like, what is up? What is upstairs? Like, what are we?
It could literally be anything.
And we were both, and I get like social anxiety. I'm like, I'm fine once I get to know you, but I'm like nervous, or I get nervous before, you know, so I'm like clinging to Guy in his pink Izod shirt. And so we snuck upstairs to see what it was. And like a security guard came. And we found out it was his beloved hairless cat. Was it like, it was his kitty cat.
He didn't want anybody letting the cat out.
He didn't want the cat out. And he had his hairless cat. That was his beloved. Like, he'd hired a guard just to guard the cat. And it was his hairless cat was like, had the upstairs area. And that's what was happening upstairs. I thought it was something much more untoward, but it was just this his hairless cat.
That probably isn't the first time a hairless cat has been stuck in Marilyn Manson's house.
No, I'm pretty sure there's been a few hairless cats. There's a lot of hairless everything happening. Yeah, it was very exciting.
I think the next book you need to write is just like weird celebrity parties, because I live for that.
Okay, here's my second. So then I got invited again to his birthday party 2 years
ago. Now you're on the Evite list. So
now I'm, because I showed up and you have to bring a gift, like gifts are demand required.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't, I'll tell you off camera what I gave.
Oh, man. Can't wait.
So that, because it had to be, you knew it had to be dark,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So then I brought my friend Lisa. I was like, Lisa, do you want to go to Marilyn Manson's birthday party with me? She was like, okay. So again, we showed up really early. It was at some really rich guy's house in the valley. And we were terrified and we didn't know where. So we sat like in the corner and just like sat down in a room where nobody was and just decided just to watch the comings and goings. And it just so happened that he goes by Manson. So Manson came.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Manson came. I called him Marilyn at first. He was like, don't call me Marilyn. That's lame. And I'm like, I didn't pick your name. Like,
right.
You picked your name Brian. You know?
Yeah.
So Manson came in and he'd been in a bad accident where he had like his femur was broken. Like his stage collapsed on him.
No.
Like he got crushed in like scaffolding. So he came and sat down next to us because he was there, all of a sudden, we just happened to be in the room and he sat on the couch. And then we became like in like the middle of the circle and we looked around. It was like Courtney Love and Johnny Depp, that he kept calling JD. And then it was
they're like
Steven,
best friends, right? I've heard
they're like Howard Stern.
They're like best friends. Yeah.
And then there was like Steven Perry from Aerosmith. It was fascinating. And then there was Lisa Marie Presley. It was so exciting. And Manson jokingly said that I was Courtney Love's stylist. And then so people kept talking to me as if I was her stylist. It was truly out of my league. I didn't know what I was doing there. It was so exciting. And like, but almost like you're watching the whole thing like on television, you know,
that's wild.
It was wild. It was truly wild. And again, I didn't talk. I just go watch everybody. I don't talk to anybody.
Oh,
it's just like watching. I had to pee so badly, but I just wanted to watch Johnny Depp up close.
Well, yeah, you couldn't get up. You'd lose your spot. And that's prime
real
estate.
That was it. I was like ready to wet the couch rather than lose my spot.
I have a feeling no one would have noticed.
Nobody would have noticed.
Yeah.
But between that and the hairless cat, nobody would have cared.
Why not?
It was amazing. Sorry to hijack. I just got all excited. Those are my two most exciting stories that have ever happened in my entire life.
We needed to hear that.
The
last warm-up question, I have to ask this. Everyone gets asked this question. What is your favorite thing about yourself?
Oh, my goodness. My first thought, and I don't think this is true. My first thought was I am resilient.
Yes.
But I am resilient, but I think I like my creativity. And I think that has brought me a sense of well-being, like that sort of help. That I think that helps with my resiliency, and I think it helps me feel good about myself. So I would say my creativity.
That's beautiful. And you know what else is resilient? Your damn face. I mean,
oh my God!
You look young as shit.
Oh my God.
And I hope that's a compliment. I hope you take
that
as a compliment.
Can I just tell you? You can fucking tell me that every day and I will take it as a compliment because, honey, I come from like wrinkly Scandinavian humans. So I will take it. Son, this is a product I've been enjoying.
We'll talk about it.
Sunblock.
I mean, I really like, you know, we know you've had this long, prolific career. And, you know, so like when I was like doing research on you, I like Googled you and I was like, I mean, you look 30. I'm not going to like blast your age, but like you really look
young. I'm 72.
You look incredible.
I'm 72 years young.
That's even older than my mom. I mean, you look great.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you take that as a compliment.
That. I take that as a huge compliment.
Yeah.
Huge.
I mean, we all just want to like look refreshed and, you know, energetic and young.
Yes.
And you just, I mean, I'm telling you.
Thanks, Jackie.
The first thing I want to ask you about, though, I actually heard you mention this on Las Culturistas, and I about fell over dead with shock that you are a real redhead.
Yeah. That's why I have so much hair. I have so much hair. I've got redhead hair. This is blondes have like thin hair.
I am absolutely shocked that you aren't a real blonde. But number one, you never hear of redheads going blonde. You hear of, I have been dyeing my hair red since I was 13 years old. And you never hear a redhead going blonde.
Dude, you know who made me blonde? Mad TV purchased a redhead and then they wanted a blonde. They were like, I always felt fine as a redhead. It's who I feel that I have the operating system of a redhead that I think explains the personality probably. I have the personality of a redhead. But I guess the guy, one of the runners, like he didn't like redheads. And I think they literally wanted to buy a blonde.
Yeah.
And they dyed my hair blonde. And what was interesting was I started getting different kinds of parts and I got a lot of stalker parts. I got a lot of like it was like Isla Fisher and wedding. Like I fucked her at the wedding and she will not stop knocking on my door.
Well, you know, Hollywood loves to put women in categories.
Oh,
you know,
heaven
forbid a blonde woman has, you know, a doctorate degree or whatever. Oh.
It's so the redhead in me could not get laid on TV. I was the like who would fuck her, and then the blonde woman was like, "Well, I did once, but now she won't stop.
Right.
Now she won't leave me alone."
But you stuck with it.
You know what? I did. I always loved Goldie Hawn, and I felt like I'm gonna go for that. I'm gonna go that lane of the highway.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been working for you.
Thank you.
Would you mind sharing, briefly, the egg beater incident in Little Miss Little Compton? Because, you know, you've been on quite a journey with your hair and the relationship with your hair.
Yes. When I was in sixth grade going into seventh grade, really looking like a boy, a lot of ginger hair, kind of Barb from Stranger Things, like not nailing it. My brother and I, after school, there was a show called Love Connection that was like this dating show. And we would watch TV and like fight over the remote and I always loved the feel of like a head tickle, like you know those lice checks? A lice check. Was there anything more soothing than a lice check?
I mean, lice checks are probably my favorite self-care.
If we could just give each other lice checks,
let's
like
just
I feel like
check for,
a lice check, like a
give
gentle
each other
lice check.
Checks.
A gentle lice check, like, oh no, let me just check a little more
is
gently.
That another,
and
I think I need to.
Yeah,
I think
just
I see
like a
one.
Gentle
just
lice check really, from another person.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't give yourself the lice check. And I discovered, and it was before they started making those like head scratcher things that I do like.
Yes.
I think those are second best to a lice check. My mom, we had this like egg beater because we would also love to make a lot of like Duncan Hines cake mixes and just like drink the batter because we were healthy. That's self-care.
Yes.
You drink that batter, raw egg, you drink that batter.
You lice check and make cakes.
Make cake, watch Love Connection,
and
do a lice check. So I just started like playing the egg beater in my hair, like it just because it had that same sort of soothing quality. It'd been a hard day in middle school, and I was like, oh, this feels nice. Like, okay, I'm just gonna like play, just sort of run the egg beater over my head and watch Chuck Woolery and see if people find love. And then it got caught. And then it got more caught. And then it literally went, it like gnarled down and it looked like a jellyfish holding like it was like tentacles with like a with like an egg beater in it, and then my mom tried to get it out and then turned it on again, and it was like so tightly wound and it hurt. And then they were trying, my mom and my brother were trying to slather like peanut butter, like with gum, so it was like peanut butter and an egg beater and hair, and it wasn't coming out. My brother thought it was the funniest thing he had ever seen because, honestly,
it is funny. Yeah, looking
he
back,
was correct.
It's tragic,
he was correct.
But it's funny. Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't happening to him, so it was like his dreams had come true, and I had to going into like seventh grade. They had to cut out at the root. Probably like a 2.5-inch section of bang. So my hair was already bad, and it was not even a centimeter of hair, and like a golf ball size around the front of my head going in. Mm. It was so brutal. So brutal.
That's worst case scenario, honestly.
It was worse. It was truly... it's made for a humbling seventh grade experience. It was brutal.
Oh, man. So did you rock like barrettes over it, or like do a little bit of a Trump swoop? Like, do you remember how you functioned?
I mean, God bless you. I wish that you could have been like my Tinkerbell, like fairy godmother. Like, truly, I should have, as you're saying this, I'm like, I should have thrown a beret on. I should have put, there was not enough hair to swoop. You couldn't, it wouldn't catch on anything. Oof. It was so short. I bet I tried to swoop some from behind, but I mean, I was actively, this was an era where you could actively mock in school and not, there was no repercussions.
Yes.
Like bullying was fully welcomed.
Brutal.
It was brutal. Brutal. Brutal.
But you know what? Look at you today.
Look at you today.
You know what I mean?
It's all about the glow up.
I'm
you got to be a late bloomy, the late bloomingtons.
Oh, we'll talk about that. I have a quote from your book, The Benefits of Being a Late Bloomer. But before we get super into the book, I think I want to get into the skincare and the products.
Yes, please. Yes.
Because you do have an acrylic tray.
Yes.
In your book, you said you can get addicted to anything, and you gave some fun examples. Would you say you're addicted to skincare or products? Because I first emailed you, you were like, honey, I love a product.
Oh, I for sure. I am an insomniac, and sometimes I take Ambien. Not that often, but if I have to, like, if I have to work really, or if I have to have like a 5 a.m. call, I'm going to be up till 4 in the morning.
Right.
So sometimes I'll try, like, and it's not a, it's a dangerous dance. I really try not to
it's
do it.
It's a dangerous dance.
Because I will eat everything in my refrigerator. I will fire off a few emails. And I started calling my UPS guy Ambien Santa because I will order myself things and not remember that I ordered them. And then the Ambien Santa is like,
here I come.
It's always products. When I'm feeling really bad about myself, it's various foundations. When I'm feeling kind of good and fun, it's palettes. It's like blush palettes and stuff. So this was an Ambien Santa purchase.
Okay, so is that the bronzer highlighter hourglass?
This is the special edition, the ambient is now look how used this is. It's the ambient powder. So they have they do what every Christmas, every holiday season, they put out a different ambient glow. I buy them every year because they're only out. They sell them at Nordstrom and Sephora and maybe Bloomingdale's. They're not cheap. And and Ambien Santa has I have purchased expensive ones on eBay in like May because it's too late.
Right.
But I love the hourglass. It's the ambient palette. I love that it gives you the slight highlight. So you've got kind of the Instagrammer highlight, but you're not glowing like a full disco ball. You can still go to regular
It's very tasteful.
Work. It's a tasteful glow.
Isn't it interesting that it's the ambient palette, but you bought it on Ambien, so can we call it the Ambien light palette?
Oh my god, that's so good. It is the Ambien palette.
It's fully the Ambien palette. Oh yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's another. Now, this is a product I purchased, I think, also on Ambien. Michelle Collins, the comedian, mm-hmm. had asked. She said that her foundation was not working for her. She needed a light summer foundation.
Okay.
And so she asked her followers, like, on Instagram, and I read all of them.
Wow, you did some research. I'm curious about this.
So this one was, this is good for summer, really light, good for day-to-day. Also, again, out of my price point, but I have to say I found that it lasts a long time. So this is the Chantecel Just Skin Tinted Moisturizer.
Okay, yeah. I've never heard of this brand. So I'm so curious about this. Where do you buy this?
Again, I had never heard of it either. And I think it's like a real rich lady thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it's only Arden on Ambien either has nothing to lose or is like, I'm going to treat myself like a lady.
Right.
I went to Blue Mercury and mm-hmm. I made them put every single color on my face because I was like, this is, because I think it's more like $55 or $60, which is more than I would normally spend.
Yeah. Okay. But if it's good and you got the cash, treat yourself, you know?
If it's good
it's
and you've got the cash,
to have
treat yourself.
An SPF and a tinted moisturizer. It's a 3-in-1, essentially. So
it's a 3-in-1. I love the Tarte. You love
Shave
this too.
Tape, I do. And I'm late to the game. You know, this was
Me
like
too.
The concealer of like 2017.
Was it?
It was like, oh my God, it was everywhere. You know, it was sold out. You couldn't buy it. And then I just now got it at the end of last year. And I'm like, where have I been?
I just got this during quarantine. I saw somebody on like some like Bella Hadid or somebody on Vogue.com did those.
Some
you
Hadid.
Watched them make up their face. Some Hadid or somebody.
Yeah.
And so I ordered it. It's really great.
It's really great. Yeah.
And I will say, okay, for when life is normal, like when we're out in the world, some fun, affordable finds that I love. My eyes are really deep set. I do not have that beautiful Adele hooded eye where you see a lot of lid. Mine are, there's very little lid and they're greasy. So if I want to do a cat eye, it usually goes up. So I think the best liquid liner is a $2 liner from e.l.f.
Mm-hmm.
I always, this is in every, like when I'm on sets, they're like, is there any makeup you like? It's like, I like my $2 e.l.f. I love it. I also think a fun color. There's a Wet n Wild liquid liner.
Ooh.
And it's a fun blue.
Mm-hmm. Can you show me the crunchy, beautifully flawless foundation?
Now, okay, so this is an interesting thing.
I don't even know if I said it right.
You did. Here's the thing. So there was this girl that I went to grammar school with who reached out to me. I think this is like one of those like pyramid scheme, multi-level marketing.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
But I got to tell you what. So she's like selling it.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, can I send you some? And I was like, dude, I'm such a hooker for you could send me anything. I'll take any. You could literally, I will put like what, like anything on gravel on my face.
Right.
If you send it to me, I'll try it
right.
for free, whatever. So this has been my Zoom makeup.
We love.
I feel that it's a little thicker than I would maybe wear in real life. But I feel like on Zoom, it gives you a nice glow. This is what I'm wearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
gorgeous.
It's vegan, mm-hmm. allegedly. It's crunchy, beautifully flawless.
I mean, the name is silly, right?
Like, the name
why
is
would
insane.
You? Why would you want a foundation called Crunchy? It's like very unsexy.
It's a terrible title.
Yeah.
And I have to say, she sent me the blush too. I like the blush too. So,
but we don't know if it's a pyramid scheme because we are anti MLM on Nashbute.
Oh, as you should be. I've listened to that whole podcast.
Oh, yeah. Unwell on Netflix.
Is that about MLM?
Well, the first episode's about essential oils, and it's like there's all these essential oil MLMs that have like, you know, financially devastated women across the country, and like it's horrible.
There's a whole podcast that I've listened
to. The Dream.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which I've listened to all of it. So quite honestly, it was after I listened to that podcast, the more I was like, wait a minute, why did this girl I went to school with reach out and want to send me,
now
tell
we
me
know,
this?
Because you're famous and you probably, she wants to get you in on the game.
Well, I'm not going to be selling it, but I will say I do like the product for, I actually would order it again.
Yeah.
If we stay in quarantine,
yeah.
If we stay in pandemic, for pandemic face, and if you have to have like a pitch meeting or a business meeting, it gives good Zoom face. I would be forewarned. I'm not certain, and I don't want to get in trouble
right.
from them because I feel like they're scary. It may or may not be.
They're
going to
show
chance.
Up at your door with like yes. this paperwork.
There's a possibility. I don't know what the business yeah. deal is.
I'll
I'm not
look
certain.
It up. And if it's yes. not an MLM, I'll cut all that out.
Okay,
but
great.
If it is, you know, listen, I come for me, MLMs. Come for me. I'm not scared of you.
But I will say it's a good product.
Yeah, it is.
I have to say, because I know that when I listened on The Dream, they didn't like the one that they reviewed.
Right.
I really like this.
Yes.
I would buy this in a
That's
store.
Fair.
I would buy this on Sephora if this is what, like, if we stay in Pandemicville, I feel like this
yes.
gives me good Zoom meetings.
Okay, well, you know, it's hard to find a good full coverage foundation that we love. Yes, let's talk about the Impress Nails.
Okay, so I'm a cautious kitty when it comes to the pandemic.
Okay.
I am really nervous about COVID.
Yes, we
so,
love.
So I might, hopefully, with the book coming out, have some like fun, fancy press stuff. And I was like, I've been doing my own nails. They're not that great. And I know on Insatiable, we wore a lot of press-on nails because it was like a beauty pageant show.
Mm-hmm.
And the best kind was Impress. Those were the ones that stayed on. And Rebecca Minkoff did like a collaboration with them. And there's fun ones that have like sunsets on it. They're just, so I like the short oval shape Impress nails. I'm going to wear them when I do press. You just pop them on. You can even glue them on. You can get the nail glue and it can last for like 2 weeks. And
I'm very impressed, no pun yeah. intended, with the product as well. Once I realized those are at like CVS, if I like go to a wedding or something,
yeah.
I pop those motherfuckers on.
They're like $8.
And then everybody's like, your nails look so good. I'm like, oh, thanks. Oh,
and
when
you
I,
can reuse them.
When I announced my engagement, I
yes.
literally put Impresses on, took my photo, and then took them off.
What color did you get?
I had like a kind of a cream.
Yeah.
You know.
Your ring is really pretty.
Thank you. Very bridal. You know, I wanted yeah. like a bridal moment. But I
yeah,
did pack
do.
Them in case.
Yeah.
I had a feeling it might be coming since I picked my ring out in February.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. You know what? That's how
you know
gotta
what?
Do it. That's how you gotta
this
do
This is
it.
What you do. You stay in this communication.
Is this is what you gotta do.
This is what you gotta do.
Will I like this.
Will you tell me about the EIR SPF 30 surf mud that you held
yeah.
up earlier? What the fuck is
okay.
that? I've never heard of this.
I had never heard of it either. This, so I'm a ginger living in the desert,
yeah,
and
yeah.
the sun is trying to kill me, and the sun wants me to look 500 years old.
Yes.
I'm not ready to be Smeagol yet. So this is face. This is sunblock, and I put it under my moisturizer. I like the Embryolisse
moisturizer. Yes.
I like that it's $25 on Amazon. I feel that it's. I feel that I'm treating myself to like a $200 moisturizer. Like it's that to me. This is to me still a splurge and expensive, but what it should cost. I think this is what a fancy one should cost.
Did a makeup artist get you on that? Because pretty
yes.
much every MUA in LA uses that.
Well, I said I was like, I don't want to spend more than $30, like, and because I feel that that's still a lot for cream,
right?
And I was like, what's a good one under $25? And every person, and it is, it really, I don't break out from it, like, I feel moisturized. So I put this underneath on my face,
mm-hmm.
and then I put this over it. And you know, when you drive in LA, you just
yes.
get all like, it keeps the sun damage from happening.
We love,
you can't have that
we love a sunscreen on Attribute.
Here's my final two things to
okay,
show you.
I can't wait.
All right, here's I also enjoy the Milani, CVS Milani Make It Dewy Setting Spray. It's
we
like
love.
$7.
Okay.
$7 for, keeps it fresh for Zoom meetings. There's a company that I found, I gave Lauren this. It's called, am I be doing too many products?
No.
Is this too much?
No.
Okay.
Not
I'm
at all.
I'm so excited. I mean, truly, and I've been in a pandemic. So, like, this is, I feel like I'm playing with my favorite toys that I haven't seen for a little while.
I know. I get excited when I have a reason to do makeup. I'm like, oh, you need me to, you know, zoom in on you getting gas at the gas station? Let me
Dude.
Get ready.
No, truly, you can feel like, I feel like that's, it's like somebody's finally asked me about my weird hobby.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this Have you heard of Kaja?
No, I took a photo, or the photo you sent me, you have two Kaja products, right?
Okay.
You have the little pot there, and then you also have Mood Crystal is what the little tube said. Tell me about this.
I got this for Lauren, and she loved it so much, I got one for me. So I got it for Lauren Lapkus. This is an eyeshadow bento box.
Oh, my goodness.
And it has a little bit of sparkle.
It's
an eyeshadow bento box.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that not the cutest?
My heart is singing. Is that a Korean or a Japanese brand?
I think it's Korean. Yeah, I could be wrong. Maybe it's Japanese. My apologies for not knowing.
Cute.
And then this is also an eye. Like, I have it on this one. I have
pretty.
On right now. So it's kind of like
sparkly, glittery.
It reminds me of like Glossier there.
Yes. Lid star.
And with a gal with greasy lids, I find that it stays on all day and it doesn't make my eye run. Here's my final thing I found.
Okay, I can't wait.
Eyelash glue, because I'm planning on throwing on lashes when I do put on my impress nails. Eyelash glue makes my eye really irritated and just run like crazy. And I really did some research and I found super strong hold eyelash adhesive clear. This does not make your eye run.
I bet it's
on Amazon. It's like $6.
I bet it's latex free. You might have a latex allergy.
Yeah, I can't handle this.
Because normally I had one that was latex free that all these MUAs were telling me to get, and it didn't do shit. Like basically, the lashes would not stay on me. So this one works.
I love it. It had to be really strong and also not make my eye run.
And then
I got a greasy lid.
Yeah.
And then this was for the pandemic for self dyeing. Kristen, this is from Target. Kristen,
you did
S.
your own color.
This one has since had a, but I did my color in pandemic and it looked great.
Goodness.
It's just a gloss. It's not permanent.
Okay, yeah.
And this is from Target. It's like $14. It's the Kristen S Signature Gloss. She also makes that fun strawberry color that people have been putting in.
Oh, yeah. My honey's lost it for that.
The
lost
rose
it
gold.
For that. Yes,
yeah.
The rose gold spray.
They're so cute. Mm-hmm. They look so cute. But I really liked this product and it's like $14.
I wonder if it covers grays.
She said it does not cover gray because it's
honey.
A gloss. I did do research. It does not cover gray.
Okay, well then I'm not fucking getting it because that's what
I'm looking for.
Keep walking, Jackie. Keep walking, Kristen S.
Yeah,
if you aren't going to serve me and my needs.
No, they're not.
No.
You got to bow down to Jackie
J.
You
better get you a product that covers up those grays, sweetie.
Yeah, because you're a queen.
You know what? We do our best.
I think you're a delight. I've just loved.
Oh my gosh,
I love
you're
that
a delight.
You're never nude. I love your openness.
I've been getting more nude, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, ever since the Korean spa, I mean.
Was that a game changer for you?
Yeah, I just
once you saw all those you saw all those pussies on display.
I saw all of them, but also just it just was like you after what I went through last year, like my marriage ending and stuff. I was just like, who fucking cares? You know what
I
mean?
How long were you married?
We were together 8 years, married 3.
Dude, everyone I know who walked through a divorce, first of all, happier after the fact, and the first year is brutal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I learned, honey, so much about myself. We'll talk about it when we get to the grief conversation. I mean, I was like, after what I've been through, I can get my pussy out. You know what I mean? Like, it just, like, puts things into perspective. Like, you're just
It is a freeing thing. There is something where you're like, I'm a fucking warrior and I can survive. Like, fuck it. Like, what do I get to lose?
What
Let's
do I
do
have
this.
To lose? I have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
I love that.
Why not?
I love
not?
That.
Why
You're
not?
Awesome.
You're awesome. Let's talk about, I read in your book. No, I didn't. I didn't read this in your book. I read this in an article about you that you did your own makeup at your wedding.
I did.
Because
I did
you
do
said
my own makeup.
You've learned how to do makeup from all of your many auditions over the years.
Yeah. I felt like sometimes I love nothing more than getting put through a profession you know? But I find that sometimes in real life there's a difference between being on camera and then being in person. In real life, it can be a little too much for me. Mm-hmm. It can be a little too extra. I almost don't feel like myself. And I knew I wanted a red lip and I knew I wanted red nails and that I wanted a more simple everything else. And that felt, I just wanted to look like myself.
Right. See, I'm the opposite. I'm like, I don't want anyone to know who I am. I want them to be like, I'm sorry, you're at the wrong wedding. Who are you?
I like that. I would love that.
Yeah, I don't even want that. God to recognize me, you know?
No.
Like, who is that? No. Who's this who vision?
Who is that? Who are you?
We didn't invite you, but you can stay.
I mean, let's be real. Part of it was like, it was so fucking expensive to get somebody to Vermont. Like, if to get somebody that I knew and house them and get them to Vermont over New Year's, it's like, my bank account's going to make me keep my vanity
in
check.
You got to get them a meal. You got to get them a room.
At least for two nights. If you're dragging them on a connecting flight, honey.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you got married on New Year's?
I couldn't afford New Year's, so I got married on the 30th.
Okay, why don't we talk about Little Miss Little Compton, your book?
I'm so touched that you read it. Can I just say that
meant
so
much to me? We love some research.
Thank you for reading it.
Thank you for saying it to me. I am all about reading these days. Like, I've read more books this year than I've read probably in the past decade.
Me too. I've been reading a lot. It has to be like a certain kind of a book because my attention span is shorter than normal. Yeah.
Well, your book is perfect for that because it's broken down into sort of stories by chapter. So if you're that kind of person, this book is perfect for you.
I had to intentionally make sure that I wrote shortish chapters because I know in general, I'm a slow reader.
Same.
And I need it. And I need to think I can finish the chapter in one sitting. And so I really was very conscious of like, let's just make this easily digestible and like kind of
photos, which are fun.
Lots of photos. Like, let's have it be a fun ride. Like,
I
like write a book you would actually want to read.
I think my favorite part of the book is like your very specific, vivid descriptions of things. The one I have as an example was the futon that smelled like bong water. I literally smelled it in my nose, and I feel like I have been in that room. I have been in that exact room.
Oh my God. I mean, we all have.
We've all been there.
We all have. And it usually is owned, for me, it was usually owned by like a really hot guy that I didn't have that much to say to, but I was like kind of happy to be there, but also like really nervous. And it was kind of a dump. And you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah. But that bong water smell, like, seeped into the futon. That should be a candle. I would buy it because it would like bring me back to my youth. Like, it's such a very specific nose.
I would call
memory.
It Hey 19. That would just be called Hey 19. That is full Hey 19. Jess, here you are. Here we are in this dorm room or this like condo or this like weird group house. Like, whatever.
Yes. Take a whiff.
It could be any year, any time.
Yes,
but
it's a timeless,
19.
Timeless transcends timeless. Time and space. Yes.
For sure.
Universal experience. Why don't we just, I'm just going to give you a couple little topics.
Great.
Because, you know, if you've been listening to Nashville, you know, we love to like uplift and inspire women. We've talked about day jobs on Nashville.
Yes.
You said there ain't no shame in a day job, honey. And you literally said with honey. So I know like being an actor and like all the, you know, comings up of an actor, like I talk about that all the time. I've had many day jobs and only semi-recently really got rid of them, you know? So just tell us a little bit about that. Ain't no shame in a day job, honey.
I really believe, and I'll tell you about some of my day jobs, but I really believe I think it's good for people's esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good that it's nice just to know that you have some kind of money coming in. So there's not, and it doesn't mean that you're not an actor or a musician or a comedian or a painter or a writer or whatever the dream is. Like, it doesn't mean that you are not that just because you are also a waitress or an assistant or a Lyft driver. There's like there's so much esteem in any of those.
Yes.
And there's literally no, like, anything. Starbucks has health insurance. I think Trader Joe's has health insurance.
Oh, when I work at Cheesecake Factory, you get insurance after 6 months.
Oh, my God. I love Cheesecake Factory. I love it. But, like, you know, just I really believe, and that I think it also takes – I think it gives your dream a little room to float like a helium balloon because you don't have the demands on it. You know, I'm an actress. So, you know, I'm not going into an audition demanding I need to get this because if I don't get this, my lights are going to get shut off. And
that gives you sort of a freedom.
Yeah, yes. I don't have to get it. I'd like to book it, and I can be brave with it. But I mean, look, we've all know what it feels like to have financial terror.
Yes.
We all know what it feels like because all the helium leaves the. I mean, sorry, the oxygen leaves the room. You know, like it's really scary when you're like, I don't know how I'm going to pay March's. And I'm sure a lot of people are dealing with that right now. I mean, it's terrifying. And so I will say, like, I always. You know, starting out, I just, I waitressed and I nannied and I was an elf at Macy's Santaland and I worked for my friend's dad that had like this like sports marketing company and, you know, I delivered food and there was, I really believe that it's an esteemable thing and it gives you room to have a separate relationship with your art or whatever it is that your dream is. Like, that can still be a joyful place and not a fearful place.
I love that. I just always want to bring that up because there's a lot of listeners in their 20s.
Yeah.
And, you know, in any point in your life, but again, like, just stress that day jobs are empowering and shout out to all the honeys out there with day jobs doing what they got to do to fulfill their lives and their dreams. Arden knows, honey. She wrote about it in her book.
Well, and I also feel like no matter who you are, what your sort of lane of the highway that you like to create is, it gives you fun material. And also some fun about like, you know, like the fun when you're waitressing and it's like the people that you're in the trenches with and you like there's some really great stories. And,
for sure.
And it also keeps you part of the world because I feel like when I'm busy, I'm more productive with my time. So if I only have an hour or two and I have to, you know, with the book, I was like, oh, you know, the busier I was, the more I couldn't procrastinate writing. I was like, okay, I only have an hour. Okay, I'm just going to do it. But if I have all the time in the world, I can just kind of like be afraid all day and just keep kind of procrastinating. And I'm better when I have a little bit of a squeeze on my time.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
That's the beauty of a day job.
I was about to say, that's called being a resilient queen, honey.
Yes, girl.
Okay. So then you have another chapter about the benefits of being a late bloomer. I'm a late bloomer. I know a lot of the honeys are late bloomers. So maybe talk a little bit about what you mean by that, the benefits of being a late bloomer.
Okay. So as I mentioned, I went into seventh grade with my hair chopped off.
Yeah.
And I truly did look like a boy, which was, again, there's nothing wrong with that if that's your thing. But that's what wasn't what I was going for.
Right.
And
well, in Little Compton, there was only one person to do hair and he was a barber.
He was a barber.
Yes.
He was Tommy the barber. And he, you know, so I would just go get the boy's buzz cut and that's the deal.
And that was like, the only option.
And there's photos in there. I mean, I have evidence.
I saw them.
I've got the receipts, and it's a journey. It's a journey on the head. And I feel like, and I was the only redheaded child in school, which I know it just, I always felt a little different. And the beauty of being a late bloomer is I feel that I had to develop other parts of my personality. And I think my creativity, which comes back, you know, I loved making things. That was sort of my happy, safe place. I loved, you know, I would write little plays and I would like make things, crafting things. And there was something about not assuming that the world was just going to give me things because I was like cute or like whatever. And then it was, you know, as I sort of got older and I started to come into my own a little bit and also do the work and start to like myself more and maybe realize some of the things I've been told about myself weren't accurate, you know, like I had kind of I had a wonderful mom and kind of a nasty dad and just doing the work of like, oh, that's more about him than me, you know, and like maybe that's not accurate and going where the love is and kind of not letting those people get me down. Like, I think that was a good thing for me to see, like, maybe I'm different than everybody thought, or my brain told me that I was based on what I felt like. And that you can change who you are. It's never too late. Like, grow where you're planted. You can, like, there's great things about everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's me growing.
I loved it.
Perfect segue, because my next question, at the end of every episode of Natch Tribute, I say, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And you literally say that in your book. So you just sort of touched on it. But how did you learn that lesson? And how did, when once you learned it, your life changed? How did you learn, you know what? I deserve happiness. I deserve it.
I think... it's an interesting thing, because my mom was this real, my mom, I was very lucky and had this mom that was like, you can do anything and you go for it and protect what's unique about you. And then my dad was pretty nasty and really just picked on me and really
interesting guy based on the book. Yes.
Interesting guy. My parents married on a dare.
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents married on a dare. They weren't dating and they stayed married for 50 years. And, you know, I will say, I think it was like when I got out of that house and started following my dreams and I had sort of some like old ideas about myself that were a lot of what he had told me, you know. I just started doing the work. I went to therapy. I sort of started watching like how other people, you know, what was scary was like, I actually quickly got like a sitcom and I had sort of everything that I wanted really early and it didn't fill the hole in my heart. Like it was scary. I was like, I got everything I thought. I had like this boyfriend. I got this. I was on TV. I had all this stuff that I thought was going to make me finally feel like I was whole.
Right.
And it didn't work. And that was really scary. And I think that was the beginning of me realizing like, oh, this is an inside job. And, you know, and it's been a lot of actions. I'm a big believer that I can like act my way into right thinking. I can't think my way into right acting. And so, you know, I started looking at healthy relationships and just sort of like asking questions of people. I quit eating sugar because I found that I was depressed when I would eat sugar. I started, you know, everybody always told me I wasn't athletic and I realized like that's not accurate. Like I started finding activities that I like to do and I was like, I'm actually pretty strong. You know, it's just I really am a big believer in like listening to what makes your tail wag and what's unique about you and protecting it and being around people that support it and then leaning into those like little whispers of like what your vision is. And I think that really like I just started doing that like one action at a time. And eventually you kind of like build a life and there's trial and error and there's people that, you know, maybe you kind of test out and then you get let go of along the way, wish them well and set them free. But I think, you know, that you are allowed to be number one on the call sheet of your own life and you are allowed to have your own dreams matter and you are allowed to listen to your heart and be around the people that, you know, that you know, water seeks its own level. And like, and I guess the final thing, like, that you don't have to be fully cooked to be lovable. Like, you can still have not figured it all out and be perfect just where you are just on day one. Like, that just the effort of starting to go towards the light, like, it's not like when I've done all this, then I'll be okay. It's like, no, you're okay now.
Right.
I think that was what I learned along the way, and I would hope that people get from the book a little bit.
Yeah, that really, really resonated with me, and I really know, because I've been there, that there are definitely a lot of people who need to hear that.
Yeah.
So we love.
Yeah.
We love.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. While we're talking about the book, my fiance actually wrote a book that came out this year.
He did.
Yeah, but it's about the Constitution.
He's smart. What's it called?
I know. It's right here.
There's a few copies here. It's called OMG WTF Does the Constitution Actually Say? It's like a breakdown of the Constitution.
I'm gonna get that.
Oh, I'll send you one, honey. Don't
okay, I would like to read that.
Yeah. He's in politics. But
that's cool.
Yeah, but you know, while he was writing this book, I mean, I watched him almost die because of because of the workload, and like taking care of yourself during writing the book was really hard. So I wanted to know, like, as an author, first time author, like, how did that process sort of fit into your life? And did your self-care change during this process? Did you catch yourself not taking care of yourself? Sort of, what was that process like?
Well, I would like to say to anybody out there that wants to write a book or be an author.
I want
or
to.
Like, okay, so here's what I would say if this makes you feel any better.
Yeah.
I did not sit down and like have a cup of coffee and just write for like, I wrote from 10 to 4 and then I put it down like that. I mean, I would like black out. So I was like, like, you know, I mean, the reality is like, it's too much. I would think about it all day. A lot of writing is just avoiding writing. I mean, so let's just, I, in the beginning, so I know this sounds crazy. There's this like old PDF called the Pomodoro technique that somebody told me about, where it's like, I guess somebody had like a Pomodoro tomato, like kitchen timer. And they did all this research that people actually function best 25 minutes at a time. And that's my kind
of style.
Right. And so I was like, so they did these like time units called Pomodoro. So you say, I'm going to do one Pomodoro today. And you like make a little box and then you exit off. And that you can't go online, you can't look at your phone, you can't go to get snacks, you have to just sit your ass in the chair, not checking emails, not looking on TMZ, not going on Sephora and buying a makeup palette. Like,
not waiting for the Ambien UPS, man. Yeah.
And so in the beginning, I just did one a day. I did 25 minutes a day, and I wrote, you know, and then eventually I was like up to like, 6 Pomodoros, but it was never really more than that. And I then also, like, once I sold it, I got like, I had a certain word count. So I was like, I'm so judgmental of myself. So let me just fucking worry about the word count rather than like the quality. Like, let's just start with the word count
and just shit it all out. Just and then shit we can it edit all out.
So I love making things. So I was like, let's just shit it all out and just treat this first draft like I've gone to Michael's Crafts. And this is just a big fucking bag of like glitter and felt and yarn and glue. And like, I don't know what I'm making, but like now I'm just getting all my supplies.
Yes.
So the first draft was just a bag of fucking glitter, felt, everything. And then I printed it all out and I like organized it. And then I shined it up one chapter at a time. And as far as like self-care goes, I would say the biggest thing, the hit that it took on me was it was just always, like, you always have homework. It's always fucking looming.
Yes.
So then, like, the self-care was I would sort of make plans with people and then cancel because I'd been procrastinating.
That's
and
what
I didn't
Ben
do
would
my
do.
Work.
We, like, barely saw each other for, like, 3 months.
And, like, I just realized that wasn't going to work. I would say no to everything, and I wouldn't do – but then I still wouldn't write. It's not like I would actually write. So I started – I'm like an 8-year-old. I printed out a calendar, and I would give myself sticker rewards and stuff. Like, so I just started with, like, okay – it was a word count. Like, I did the math. I was like, okay, it was supposed to be a 60 to 80,000 word book. So I was like, okay, if I'm going to have like 70,000 words by this date, I need to write 1,500 a day. So I just did
that's
that.
That's a lot.
It actually isn't as much as you think. It sounds like a lot.
I just think of it by like tweets. Like, how many tweets would that be? Like,
that'd be
20,
a lot of
20 tweets.
But they don't have, tweets have to be better than, tweets
yes.
have to be better than.
That's true.
So I would say the self-care for me started being like literally doing stickers, doing a word count, and then doing the Pomodoros, because when it was just, I needed some structure, because when it was just free floating, you know, I'm so ADD, it was never going to get done. Like, I am a sprinter, not a marathon gal. The fact that this ever got completed is a miracle.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to get me some Pomodoros.
If you look it up, there's like a 2-page PDF on it. And it really worked for me.
Yeah.
And I would like just put up the X's. So like 3 Pomodoro. And it's amazing how much you can get done when you're not going online.
Right.
For 25 minutes. Because they figured, I guess in the research, their idea was, and you have to keep the timer going so you can see where you're at. So that, you know, pretty quickly you'll be at 20 minutes and then you'll be at 15. And even though it feels unbearable, you can probably sit there for 15 more minutes. Like, it's, right. It's easier than meditating, which is really hard.
Oh my God, same.
Can't do that.
I really can't. I feel horrible.
I can't do that.
I trained to do TM last year.
Yeah.
And I just haven't done it. What a waste of my money.
Everybody I know who meditates can't do it in the pandemic. Everyone's not meditating.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. I tried to pick it back up and it just was not happening for me.
Pandemic pass. Everyone's doing the best they can. Everyone's having a hard time. It's hard.
Pandemic pass. Well, speaking of a hard time, let me tell you something. Is it fair to say your book has a twist ending? I did not see that last chapter coming.
I know. I really didn't. It's hard.
My heart broke. And I don't want to ruin it for everybody.
You can ruin it.
No, I'm not going to ruin it. But I will say that you have a chapter called Grief Island.
Yes.
And it's all about sort of how you process your grief. And I know I want to talk about this because I know there are so many people going through grief right now for all kinds of reasons. I mean, number one, we're all grieving sort of our normal lives. We're grieving a lot of like career things that change. You know, we're grieving the fact that we don't get to have like a wedding with our friends and family. Like everyone's grieving, but then obviously loss, you know, relationships, et cetera. So I just wanted to say to everybody that this last chapter, the book's hilarious, you know, you're on a ride and then all of a sudden you just get real sad, but in a beautiful way. And so everyone, I think, would really, especially if you've been through grief or if you plan on it, because guess what? We all will, honey, someday.
Yeah.
I just loved that last chapter. Tell us a little bit about what Grief Island is.
Okay. So Grief Island started, my dad passed away 3 years ago, and he had been a tough guy, and I did not expect to feel as terrible as I did.
Yeah. And but you never know how grief's going to hit you. You don't know grief how, you don't know when. Yep. It's pretty intense.
And so, and I actually really believe that that what we're going through feels very similar to grief. Mm-hmm. Like, I really believe the pandemic feels very similar to grief.
Yes, for sure.
And I'm here as your grief angel to tell you.
I'm here
to normalize it. Like, just to normalize it. And so here's what I want to say to anybody that's struggling or maybe having some feelings of grief.
Yes.
You will survive. Yes. And you will be yourself again one day.
Yes.
And you're still allowed to have fun. Like, even if you're grieving, even if the worst thing has happened to you, you're still allowed to have a nice day. Number one, I created this thing that I call Grief Island. And I really lowered the bar on my life. Just really lower the bar. You got to do what you got to do to keep the lights on.
Yes.
So, like, first things first, make sure you whatever you need to do to financially make sure you still are earning or whatever.
Right.
But beyond that, I highly recommend listen to your body. Like, and the beauty of grief is you kind of have no skin for a little bit. And I am such a people pleaser, but one of the ups and the joys of it was my body would not let me people please. So, like, if people asked me to do things, my body would either be like, yeah, I want to go do this with Lauren Lapkus because I like Lauren Lapkus, or like, no, I don't want to go do that with so and so. Like, I would only be doing it to people please them, but I don't feel comfortable.
The people pleasing was out the window.
I couldn't do it. And like, that you're, and I feel that in any point in time that our body generally instinctively knows whether it's a person, a job, a hobby, any kind of like a request, an invitation is not a subpoena. You're allowed to change your mind at any time. And that just listen to yourself, like who feels good and who doesn't feel good, what feels good and what doesn't. And just listen to that and allow yourself to gently and gracefully say no. Number two,
did everybody hear that? If you want to repeat, hit the repeat button and listen to that again. I just feel like I've struggled with this so much myself.
An invitation is not a subpoena.
Yes, I love that.
And you can gracefully even just say, like, you know what? I have a little less energy right now. So I'm just kind of being a little more low key kitty cat right now. So, I'll hit you up down the line sort of when I'm reemerging.
Right.
And then quite honestly, some of these people like just the world just takes care of it. You don't have to deal with them.
Right.
You can put them off forever.
Right.
Number two, I would say, a little exercise. So, and that could even just be a little bit of a walk around the block, but just something about getting, I feel like it moves into your body in a way that and your body, I feel like our bodies don't quite know what's going on right now.
Right.
So just a little something to, just to get it, like the cells moving, just get the blood flowing. And if you do like to huff and puff, like I've been doing Isaac Boots free. He has a workout class that he does live on Instagram every day at 11 a.m. Eastern, but then he keeps it on his Instagram page. And I really like it. I think it's really hard and he's fun. And I also like Ryan Heffington's dance class mm-hmm. that he does.
Love him.
I also think just gentle TV. Like if you're having a hard time concentrating, you know, I love like Queer Eye. I love like The Great British Bake Off. I enjoyed Indian Matchmaker. I watched Bachelor franchise. But like anything that's sort of fun and light for you that you don't need to set the world on fire.
Right. Should I keep watching Indian Matchmaker? I'm about halfway through. Should I keep watching?
I have some problems with it because they just sort of like don't wrap anything up.
That's
so
what I'm wondering. I'm like, is that one couple, the really gorgeous woman who went to Chicago?
Yeah.
I was like, does she come back? I need to know what happened.
No, you never see them again.
Well, what am I watching for?
I mean, I loved it, but if your gut says to tap out now, you should because nobody gets wrapped up.
Okay, well, listen. I might move on. There's a lot of shows. Everyone's saying watch Selling Sunset.
I've heard that.
Yeah. I watch a lot of shows, so this is like precious time here.
I will watch it. But yeah, so it's just, I would just say be gentle. But more than anything, like it's okay. And make sure to schedule some time with your fun friends, like something fun that you can do that, you know, you're not a gross, selfish person if you try to have a little joy. Like,
right.
Even if you don't need to go down with everyone else's ship, you're not earning a prize. If somebody near you is sinking, you don't earn a prize by sinking too. And it doesn't mean that you don't love them. Like, but that, like, you're allowed to just have property lines around yourself a little bit. Like, I think everyone needs a little extra gentle love right now, and that you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And if you can afford, I do think if you can afford therapy or there's like support groups or if you could do like a, you know, a buddy Zoom, like I think other people just to be connected to earth because people can get really isolated right now.
So isolated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are what, and you know, like one foot in front of the other, like if something makes you feel good. You know, I've actually been doing jigsaw puzzles, and what I like about it is I don't like meditating, but when I'm on a jigsaw puzzle, I can't be online. I can't be looking at what other people are doing on social media. I can't be, like, there's something kind of soothing for my crazy brain. It actually is. Somebody gave me one, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll do this puzzle.
Right. Well, how hard is it? Because sometimes they're too hard, and I'm like, this is not going to happen for me.
I need a real white trash. Like, I need, like, just, like, I need it to be full pattern. I do not want, like, a white sailboat on a blue ocean.
Like, right,
it's not
like a 10,000 piece. I can't fuck with that either. I need, like, a big picture of, like, Disney movies.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need rainbows. I need like candy.
Yes.
I need little dancing bears. Like, I need a lot of stuff. So I'm like, this is the rainbow portion.
I need dancing bears.
We all need dancing
bears. Okay.
Honey,
I'm popping an Ambien. I'm going to shop for some dancing bear puzzles on eBay tonight.
Oh my God. Ambien Santa is going to treat you like a queen.
I've never taken an Ambien.
I wouldn't recommend it unless you have legit. It's not good. Unless
I'm very fearful of medication.
I'm not a big drug or pill or drinker. Like, and it truly is. I just have like a reverse cycle. And so I would say I haven't taken one. I probably haven't taken one in like a year. So I don't take them very much.
Yeah.
It's literally just if I have to get up and be at work at 4 a.m.
Right.
It's like, I don't know what's worse, taking that, eating snacks, buying Sephora things, or not sleeping.
They're both bad. You know what? You're supporting the economy, so.
You know what? And then like fun makeup palette.
Why
I treat myself
not?
Like a lady.
You know what we love? This has been art and an absolute delight,
which
I knew it would be. Why don't you tell everybody one more time where we can find your book, the name of it, your social media, anything you have coming up that you want us to check out? Because this is coming out next week.
Oh my God, I love this. Thank you so much. I have a few fun things. So for your list, for your listeners, if you want to get the book, and I really hope you do.
I hope y'all do too. Listen, reading is something that I haven't been a huge, you know, bookworm in my life, but I'm getting more into it, and I highly recommend the honeys do so as well. But also, there are a lot of like really big literary honeys, so I know they're gonna love it.
And this is a funny, like this is a funny ride.
It's
and
so funny. I'm telling you, the descriptions are like, but it's also really informative and like empowering for women. And no matter what age and stage you are in your life, there will be something for you to grasp onto and learn from. And I can't recommend it enough.
I mean, thank you so much. It truly is like everything.
She's in Vegas alone at a weird hotel. I mean, there's all these. She sets a real picture for
you. I kick Courtney Cox in the face in it.
Oh my God. You kick Courtney Cox in the face in it. I mean,
there's
a lot going on.
I kick Courtney Cox in the face.
Yeah.
It's a fun ride. It's a fun ride. You'll laugh and you have a little boo-hoo at the end and everybody
else. I'm telling you, it's lovely.
So here's the deal for your listeners. I just partnered with this website called Premier Collectibles, and they're doing an offer because I love a freebie. I love a giveaway. For the price of the hardcover book, you also get this. You got one. Like, it's like a really cute tote bag. It's a Little Miss Little Compton custom tote, high end bougie quality.
Oh,
would you
baby.
Say?
We love a tote. Yes.
Yeah, so it's like a fancy tote, and then you also get a signed book plate. So I've signed it, so it's like a signed book. You get the bag, and you get the book. So it's at Premier Collectibles, or you can just put in Little Miss Little Compton, or if you go to Arden Marine Book, ArdenMyrin Book.com, you can get it through there. It's the first, you have to do it quickly, because it's the first 250 people get the tote and the signed book plate, and then the second 250 just get the book plate, and then after that, you just get the book.
Then you don't get the tote. Wouldn't it be crazy if ArdenMarineBook.com was already taken?
Oh, my God. And it was just like taken by like Anna Faris or something. Like, I'm like, damn you. Number two, Lauren Lopkis and I are doing at Dynasty Typewriter. We're doing like a fun like reading and questions and live thing. And you can also get... So it's going to be Saturday. If you guys want to come watch the show and you can interact with us, and then you can also order through there, you can get a custom signed book. So I can write it out, like, if you want to buy your friend a book, like, Dear Molly. So that's going to be Saturday, September 26th. It's going to be at 5 p.m. Pacific, but the link will be up for a week. I think it's $5 to come. It'll be me and Lauren Lapkus from The Wrong Missy hanging out, doing a fun show for an hour or two.
I mean, that sounds so fun.
So that's a Dynasty Typewriter, and that'll be on their website. And then you can find me on Instagram at Arden Marine, ArdenMyrin. And then I've got my Bachelor podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, on iHeartRadio or Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
So you just killed it with those plugs.
Dude, it's a lot, man. This is it.
This is it. The book is here, sweeties. We love a pre-order. We love a tote.
Dude, everybody loves a tote. And I made sure it was the thick canvas. Yes. I didn't want a thin cotton.
No cheap, shitty totes on my watch.
No, honey. Not for your honeys. For your honeys.
No, we love a thick tote on Natch Butte.
Because you could use it as a purse. You could put all your palettes in it.
I'm telling you, I use it to schlep my Zoom back and forth from Delaware to Maryland.
Yes,
my recording
honey.
Equipment.
Yes, that you're living the dream. You're living the East Coast lifestyle.
I'm living the East Coast life right now. I'm about to go take my dog to the beach.
I hope you come back before, well, I hope that we can be friends IRL.
Yes.
Once this pandemic is over, me, you, and Lauren Lapkus need to go have a East Side dinner.
I can't wait. Let's go let's go to Highland Park Bowl.
Oh,
I've always wanted to go.
Me
only
too. We can eat
in.
A hippo and then go across the street to Highland Park Bowl.
Done.
I'm a terrible bowler, but I have a lot of pizzazz and I love a rented shoe.
I mean, same. Yeah, that's funny. COVID nightmare. All these things we used to do that are now fucking grotesque. Like buffets. Remember the Whole Foods hot bar? I'm never touching that again.
Oh my God. Putting your fingers in a ball, like to... I mean, it's truly... There are so many... How nervous are you in the pandemic? Like, how cautious have you been?
I literally don't go anywhere.
I don't either.
We're the most careful people that have ever lived. I've been flying across the country once, but we've stayed for almost 4 months.
How did you do that?
Well, we just did masks and face shields and all that shit.
Yeah. Did you use a bathroom?
Honey, not only did I use the bathroom, I got my period on the plane, and I'm a cup user, but I instinctively thought, if I start my period, I'm going to have to, you know, do something. So I brought a tampon with me. I had to put a tampon in on a fucking COVID flight.
You had a COVID tampon.
I had a COVID tampon, and I haven't even put a tampon in my pussy in years.
No, that puss don't need no COVID tampons.
No, honey,
she's
but
a
I
queen.
Lived.
She's an angel.
And as far as I know, I didn't get anything, but I mean, they sanitized the shit out of those planes. I mean,
question, was everybody behaving themselves on the plane?
No, because
that's the thing.
I'm telling you,
that's the problem.
That's the thing. It's like, you're supposed to keep the masks on. Everybody was like taking them off, taking sips of water. I'm like, I literally had an N95 on so tight, and I was like, I'm not drinking a goddamn drop of water.
Oh my God, no.
I'm not drinking a goddamn drop of water.
How did you get your N95?
You know what? My mother-in-law doesn't fuck around.
That's how you do it. I wish she was my mother-in-law.
That's all I'm going to say.
Do you think she would adopt me and send me an N95?
100%. I have. You want some?
I want one. I just need one.
Okay. You know
what
I'm
going to
do?
I'll take a book and an N95.
I'm going to get a book. I'm going to have Ben sign it for you.
Oh,
and there will be an N95 in it. And you can use it as a bookmark.
I'll wear it when I read it.
Yes, perfect.
I'll wear it when I read
it. They're tight. And they...
Are they?
Did you see that clip of Bill Nye, like, blowing out candles with masks on?
No,
you can't. He was literally blowing as hard as he could, and the candle wasn't blowing out with the N95 on.
I had a friend... I was me starting to get brave. I had a friend come over for, like, a far part, and he said... Oh, do you want me to put my mask on? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, And then it was like the mask had like barely fit and it was like coming down under his nose. I was so stressed out. I think I was like the worst host.
Well, because you don't want to be rude, you know? You don't want to be like, excuse me, can you cover up your fucking nose?
I think I did eventually say that.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, we can't fuck around. I've hung out with some people, usually outdoors, and we always have masks on.
I have not been inside with anyone.
Yeah, same. Other than the people who live in this house.
You know what? I'm enough of an indoor cat.
Yeah.
I don't like it, and I'm getting a little weird, but I've done way worse.
Yeah.
I can just keep going. And I don't want to kill somebody's nana.
Well,
I don't want to kill somebody's nana.
Same. I don't want to kill anyone's grandpop or nana.
No.
That ain't on my
docket. No pop-pop.
That ain't on my docket today to kill somebody's pop-pop.
Not today, devil.
Not today, pop-pop.
Not today, pop-pop,
no,
devil.
Honey.
Not
pop-pop
today,
is going
honey.
To live. Pop-pop is going to live.
Thank
He's
you.
Already
yes,
lived
queen.
A life. I'm not going to end it.
Yes, honey.
Yes, honey. Pop-pop is staying safe on my watch.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes.
No pop-pops need apply.
No pop-pops need apply. No pop-pops need apply. Not on my COVID puss watch.
No way.
No.
I am so happy I told you that I changed my tampon on a COVID
Me too.
Flight.
Me
I
too.
Haven't told anyone that, but now I've told the world.
I love it.
And you.
Jackie, you're a real joy, and
you're
of a lot of service. Your light shines through. You're just as delightful in virtual person as you are just on audio, and I wish you nothing but success. Please tell me you watch The Bachelor and you can come on my podcast. You don't. You know what?
It's like one pop culture area where I don't know anything. I
That's
could
fine.
Maybe watch one, you know, if you want like a new perspective.
I am starting a new podcast, so I will have you on my new podcast.
Can't wait. Would Is it about tampons?
It's about COVID tampons.
Perfect. Well, then I am ready.
It's niche.
I'm ready for the pilot.
It's an evergreen. It's a real evergreen.
It's an evergreen.
Podcast.
Well, you know what? These are the things people need to know.
Yeah.
People need to know these are the things happening.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Honey, yes. When I kept reading you say honey in your book, I was just like, this is my book?
I literally wrote it for you. I literally
yes,
wrote it
you
for
did.
You.
You, wrote
you
it
know
for
what
me.
Makes me feel really proud and then I'll leave you alone?
Yes.
It makes me proud that you liked the like little piece of advice part. Like,
yes, 100%.
Because I didn't want to, like, it's like, look, I'm not like a therapist. I'm not a, I don't have like a trained PhD, but I did not know how life worked, and I worked really hard, like, looking around, and, like, I feel like I actually learned a few tools that really, and writing it the whole time, I kept being like, who are you? I was like, no, I actually know, like, yes. I come by this honestly, and I learned this shit, and I appreciate that that part stood out to you. So thank
you. It certainly did. And, you know, give yourself some credit, you know? You've worked hard, and you've come a long way.
Thank you.
You know, so it's impressive, and you definitely have things to share, and we can all learn from them. So thank you again. Everybody, check out Little Miss Little Compton and Robin Von Swank shot your cover photo.
I mean, she's a queen.
She did the Nash Butte art, you know. She's the only woman I let photograph me.
She is incredible.
She's the best.
She nailed it.
She's the best. She photographed my first wedding.
Hey!
You know, we do our best.
You do your best.
Oh, everybody, thank you for listening to Nash Butte. Truly thank you, because I know how hard it is to get away these days. I know how precious your time is. So all the honeys that are still sticking with Nash Butte every week, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Arden and I are both very thankful.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know people aren't at the gym working out, listening to podcasts like they used to. Or
oh, yeah.
Maybe their commute's
not
happening.
No one's commuting.
We know that there's, like, kids screaming in the other room.
Oh,
or your parents are yelling at you. Or your brother's, like, we know that, like, there's piles where there didn't used to be piles.
There's so many piles. You're worried about killing Pop. I mean, there's a lot. So thank you, everybody,
thank
for listening. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. And don't forget to cream that neck and keep the fringe fresh.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.